The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by SimTrainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirsty Zontini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to the Saturday afternoon broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we're from SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You can visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com, or you can call us at the range at 937-293-3914, or stop down to the gun store and range, which is located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across the street from DP&L, and we'd be more than glad to discuss with you any of your firearms-related needs or interests. As we've mentioned so many times over the last several months, this is a buyer's market, so if you're in the market for a gun, we want to encourage you to just stop, hold that thought, come down to the range, talk to us first, and see if we can help you get some training before you go ahead and buy a gun that may or may not be the right gun for you. And we say that so often because from 14 years of experience, we have plenty of people who come to us for training with a gun that somebody else got for them, or when they went to the gun store, they felt a gun that felt right for them, but when they shot the gun, they found out, wow, that's not really for me, and therefore they weren't comfortable with it. And through the course of training, we were able to convince them to maybe go to something else. But as you know, once you shoot a gun, it becomes a used gun, and then the issues of what you're going to do with that used gun once you buy a new gun, whether you can trade it in, sell it to somebody else, do something just to get rid of it, or just keep it for recreational shooting, whatever the case might be.
Well, and a lot of times it doesn't even have to be a gun you shot. Just once, as soon as you walked out the store with it, and just like drive it off the lot, you know, it's no longer new. So
right. So we want you to come down, talk to our staff, see if we can first of all get you into our training. For example, this evening we have our award-winning First Shots class going. That's for people who have little to no experience with shooting. You come to the range. We spend about an hour and a half talking about firearm safety, range safety, functional operation, safe handling, proficient shooting of firearms. Then we take you out on the range under the direct supervision of our trained staff, and you get to shoot a .22 Smith & Wesson semi-automatic pistol so that we can work with you on grip, sight alignment, trigger control, accurate shooting, loading, charging, making adjustments, whatever the case is. Very little recoil, very low report, or very not so loud noise, I should say. Many people don't understand what that term is. When we talk about report, that's a fancy term just for the noise that a gun makes when it goes off. But the .22s are not intimidating, not very much recoil, and then they enable us to teach people some very good skills in a very short period of time. If you've already got some basic skills, maybe you haven't decided on a gun, we have two options for you. You can either take our basic class, where again, you get some in-class instruction, then you get to go out onto the range under the direct supervision of our trained staff and shoot 10 of the most popular guns currently on the market. So you find one that you like, and then you can make an informed decision. The other option, if you don't want to do that, if you don't want to go through the training, you at least want to come down. You're thinking about buying a gun. Maybe you're thinking about buying one versus the other. You can participate in our Try It Before You Buy It program. We have 60-plus guns in our Try It Before You Buy It program. So if you're thinking about buying a Glock 19 or a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield, you can't decide in between those or other guns, come on down and do the try-buy for $10 plus the price of a box of ammo and a target. We provide the ear protection and eye protection. You get to go out on the range and actually try the gun or guns, and then you can make an informed decision. Regardless of what the case might be, we want you to stop down, give us a call, check out our website again at sim-trainer.com and see if there's something that we can do to accommodate you. What I want to start off today's show with is I want to report on our performance at the Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol National Tournament that was held in Marengo, Ohio, in Central Ohio this past week. The event was it's actually still going on. It's wrapping up with the awards ceremony being tomorrow. We were told that this is, based on preliminary registrations, the largest youth shooting event ever in the history of the United States. Thousands of participants, 1,200 alone in the SAS program. The other thousands, several thousand were in the Scholastic Clay Shooting Program. And if you've ever been to the facility, the Cardinal facility in Marengo, Ohio, you know that there are very few facilities in the country that can handle that many people and get them through in a relatively short period of time. But that's the place. If you haven't seen it, you need to go exit 140, northbound I-71. You have to stop at the Cardinal Center if you're a shooting sports enthusiast, because short of the new facility they just built in Talladega, Alabama, I think it's one of the best in the country. But you definitely need to see it. If you're in Ohio, there's no reason why you shouldn't stop by and take a peek, whether it's trap or skeet, sporting clays, five stand, pistol, rifle. They've got it all now, camping, fishing, the whole nine yards. So it's a place that you have to see. But we were up there on Tuesday. Each team was assigned a block of time, a four-hour period, and our kids went up there. We went up with nine kids. We had two who were unable to make it, so we ended up with nine. We participated in the team events, centerfire pistol, optics rifle, 22, and rimfire pistol. So I just want to report that we did very well. Our centerfire pistol team, consisting of Mitch Rice, Max Gallatin, John Barton, and Andy Barton, were currently in seventh place out of 17 teams. Now, what's interesting about that is everybody ahead of us are very experienced shooters. And on this particular team, Mitch is a first-year shooter, Andy is a first-year shooter, and Max and Johnny are second-year shooters. The majority of the teams above us, they have people who have been shooting for all the way since they were in middle school, all the way up through high school. But not to make a big deal about that, because we did very well. Like I say, as of right now, with just a couple teams finishing up, we're 7th out of 17th. And Mitch is currently 24th out of 80 in the male category. Remember, he just started shooting in November 2017, and he finished 24th. At least he's holding the 24th spot out of 80 centerfire shooters. Max, who's in his second year, is 44th out of 80, and he moved up from last year where he was 75th. He was now 44th. Johnny, who is now 51st place out of 80, last year was 85th out of just under 100. And then Andy is in 71st place. But the team as a whole, they're 7 out of 17, and it was a great performance. They did a great job, and I want to particularly mention Max, because Max had some gun issues, but you should have seen him. He handled malfunctions as well as I've seen anybody handle malfunctions, because as you well know, as we've reported on previous shows, this event is based on how quickly you can shoot five metal targets. And when you have a malfunction where you're only shooting five shots, you only have a matter of seconds, and that's what it was. Fractions of seconds for him to clear his gun, get back on it. He showed a little bit of frustration, but it didn't show in his performance, because we tell people the most important shot is the first shot after handling the malfunction, and he nailed the next shot coming out of the malfunction and did very well, even with a few hiccups. Our optics rifle team, right now we're 32nd out of 50 teams. Now, what's really relevant about that is we have only one shooter, Max, who is a returnee from last year. We're, like I said, we're 32nd out of 50 with a couple teams to shoot yet. Last year, or this year, Max is in 69th place out of 172 shooters with a score of 44.36, and that's his score, his time for shooting four times at four separate events. So he shot 16 times, and he had whopping 44 seconds. Very low score for 16 rounds, shooting five metal targets. Last year, this year I mentioned, he's 69th out of 172nd. Last year, he was 135th out of 148 shooters, and he moved up considerably. He's the only returnee on our optics rifle team. We had three new kids this year. Connor Goman, first year performing, he's 129th out of 172 with a great score of 55 total seconds. Adam Wachtel, another of our first-year performers, he's 142nd out of 172. He scored 59.15. And then William Case, who was our fourth performer. William just took our youth shooting sports camp 2 weeks ago. So he took first shots, second-round rifle, and fun-a-gun in early July, and here he is shooting in the national tournament. He's 166th out of 172. However, his time of 73.97 was pretty phenomenal when you think about the fact that we just put the gun that he ended up shooting in his hands 2 weeks ago. We let him shoot it a couple times since then. He did a great job. He had a lot of fun. His mom was really excited that he got to participate. He's coming back this week for the second round rifle and the fun and gun. He had so many, and we allow people to repeat those classes. He had so much time, and he's excited about this, and I think he's going to be, you'll hear that name again for several years. And what we're trying to do, unfortunately, last year we had two shooters who were seniors that moved on to college. One of them is now the captain of the college ROTC shooting team. She tried out for the team, made the team, and within 2 months was the captain of the team. That's how well she did. So we're real proud of her. And we expect Mitch, who's going to go on to college this year, will continue his shooting and do very well. I want to finally mention our rimfire pistol team. Currently, they're 105th out of 216. That's wrong. That's not correct. The rankings for them, they're 31st out of 70 teams. Here again, we had two people return from last year, Alex and Jocelyn Kristen. Right now, Alex is 176th out of 216. Jocelyn, final ranking for the women, isn't in yet. We had Connor Goman, who also participated in rimfire pistol. He's 105 out of 216 with a score of 69.93. And then our fourth shooter wasn't able to make it, so we had to get what was called a ghost average, which is a pretty high average. But even with that, to be in the top half, it's just phenomenal. So I want to congratulate our kids. They did a great job. We're looking forward to getting more kids involved in the youth shooting sports initiative, particularly in the Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol Program. They have expanded this to where they have rimfire pistol, centerfire pistol, iron sight 22 rifle, optics 22 rifle, and then just this year, 1911 semi-automatic pistol and pistol caliber carbine. So we're hoping that more kids come into the sport by coming to our youth shooting sports camps. It's one way to get acclimated to it. And I want you to make sure you check out our website to see about, we have a first shots class tonight, and then we have a second round rifle on Monday, and then a fun and gun on Friday. And then depending on when the school schedules are, and we've talked about this so many times, kids are starting back to school in early August. Yeah. I mean, I remember it was kind of Labor Day when we got back to school, but now they're starting a month earlier. And so we're going to check and try to run a camp toward the end of the first week, if not the second week of August, for any stragglers who maybe had other activities, vacations, other things going on. We'll probably run that in the afternoon or evening. So if they want to participate, they can. But we want you to get involved, because all people who participate can be involved in the Scholastic Action Shooting Pistol Program, and we want to encourage you to participate.
Well, and the other thing is, if people have their plans for the day rained out, they want to come over to Sim Trainer for shooting at 4 o'clock today for the first shots class, there's still plenty of open slots. So give the range a call at 293-3914 and get signed up for that class, and then come on over, and you've got plenty of time to make it there in the next hour and a half or so.
We've had several people who have done that. They've heard about us talking about a class that's being offered after the show, sometime later in the evening or maybe the next day, and we take registrations. We will take walk-in registrations just so you get there a few minutes early, so we don't have to delay the start of the class for the people who got there. But we welcome anybody who's interested in the shooting sports, and the first shots class is for youth and adults. Anybody can take first shots. It's not restricted to kids. So
it's a great program for families to come take together.
Absolutely. That's just what I was going to say. It's you know, it's raining on and off throughout the day, and I want to make sure that if you want to do that, something that you're looking to do now that it's rainy, you had to cancel your other activities, go on down to the range, parents, children, get involved, enroll in the first shots class. We'd be more than glad to have you.
All right, we're going to take our first break for the hour, but if you'd like to get in and be part of this show, give us a call at 457-1290. We'll get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate-controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
Ready or not, summer's here, and Frisch's Big Boy is spicing it up with our spicy primetime sandwiches lineup. Three wildly flavorful sandwiches sure to spice up your taste buds. From our Buffalo Blue Burger to our Southwest Veggie Burger and our Buffalo Chicken Sandwich, you'll get a kick out of each spicy summer treat. Try one before it's too late, because just like summer, these three sandwiches won't last forever.
So what are you guys doing about the water damage in the basement?
Apparently, Doug has a guy.
Liz, as your best friend, I need to tell you about Dependable Construction and Remodeling. They restored my sister's house after their flood, and they put on their new roof. And get this, Dependable Construction even does mold remediation and fire restoration.
Wow, they sound like superheroes.
The team of experts at Dependable Construction and Remodeling are ready to be your heroes. For home repairs of all kinds, call today or visit dependabilityfirst.com.
Hey there, it's me, your stomach, down here. You know, the one who can talk. Anyway, I was just at a yoga sesh with a few of the other stomachs, and mid tree pose, everyone started talking about Subway's new savory rotisserie-style chicken Caesar signature wrap. It's a mouthful to say, I know, but with creamy Caesar dressing and double the rotisserie-style chicken, it's not the only thing that's full, if you know what I mean. It's me. I'm the one that's full. Because I'm a stomach. That's kind of what I do. Subway, make it what you want. Double meat based on average 6-inch sub.
Throughout the afternoon today, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up. By the time we do get into the evening hours and the sun sets, we should see things calming down gradually. Temperatures overnight dipping down to about 66 with a few lingering showers. More rain on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. And if you want to get in on today's show, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290. We'll get you into the queue, and we'll talk to you about anything that's on your mind. I want to remind our listeners that August has been declared for the second year in a row as National Shooting Sports Month by the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And we're real excited about that because we're going to have a variety of different activities. I told you last week that we're going to have cowboy, steel, and bowling pin shoots. In addition, we've decided just this past week that throughout the month of August, we're going to run a BOGO special. Buy one, get one free for anybody that enrolls in First Shots, Basic Handgun, CCW, or M4 rifle class throughout the month of August. There will be several sessions of each class offered throughout the month, so check our calendar at sim-trainer.com. Again, that's buy one, get one free for you enroll in First Shots, Basic Handgun, Concealed Carry, or M4 rifle. You can bring a friend, a relative, whatever the case might be. Great way. There's a lot of people who've been thinking about doing it, and we're going to give you the motivation to kind of literally and figuratively pull the trigger and get out to the range and get some of that training that you might need. In addition, included in that BOGO special will be our recreational shooting. If you come down to the range and you want to bring somebody and shoot throughout the month of August, from August 1st through August 30th, you will you pay one fee, and the second person shooting in the same stall gets to shoot for free. Rental guns will be buy one, get one free. So if you're thinking about trying out a gun, you can rent one for one price. And when you come back out, you bring that one out, we will let you select a second one for no charge. In addition, targets will be buy one, get one free. So there's no reason at all for you not to come out to the range and get involved in some way, shape, or form, whether it's recreational shooting or trying out a gun or taking a training class.
I don't think you said the ammo was going to be buy one,
get
one
free. No, the ammo is not buy one, get one free, because and we've got it at great prices, and we have discount bulk packs, so you could buy a bulk pack at a discounted rate and share it between you. We don't care how you distribute the ammo. But there's really no reason for you to not to come out to the range and get involved in some way, shape, or form. So, again, like we've mentioned so many times, what we specialize in Sim Trainer is training. and we can also gear you in the right direction. We have people all the time who walk in the door and say, I'm thinking about getting my concealed carry license. And the first thing we ask them is, all right, let's talk a little bit about what training you've had, what experience you have. Now, we have to be careful to define experience, because one of the first things we get, and later on in this segment, we'll talk to some guests we have in the studio, is when we ask them what experience you have, they go, well, I've been a hunter all my life. Well, I just want to let you know that there's not a whole lot of parallel between being a hunter and being a person who's going to carry a pistol in response to a deadly situation. There are some very remote similarities, but from my experience directly and indirectly, there's not a whole lot of kind of coming together when you're talking about going hunting with a shotgun or a rifle and carrying a pistol.
Or even a handgun.
Or a handgun, for that matter, and then carrying a pistol for self-defense. So we make sure that we talk to them in detail about what we mean by experience, and we help clarify for them what we're looking for. And we can usually take people, the people who have maybe gone hunt. And again, when they say they're experienced, I know Mark does this in the concealed carry class. If you ask a general question, how many of you are experienced in firearms? About half of them will raise their hands. And then Mark will define experience as how many of you could go to the range right now with the gun you brought here, take it into a stall, load it, charge it, shoot 5 shots accurately at a target 15 feet away, unload it, and make it safe. And about all but 2 hands remain up at that point. People in the classroom look around at each other, and the hands go down, and then we get into a discussion what we mean by experience. And it's important to note that. And for you people out there, I want people to understand, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been involved in firearms for more than that. And I just know that there's a lot of interpretation that goes into somebody that says they're experienced in the use of firearms. So we don't take anything for granted, and we want to help you maybe overcome some of the problems that you have. And I want to mention another thing. We frequently have people come to class with a gun that somebody, usually their husband or boyfriend, gave them. Now, that's fine and dandy, except our experience, again, over 14 years, is the overwhelming majority of the time, the gun they come with is not the gun that's right for them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to guess on the low end, about half the people end up getting something different either during the class and or subsequently than the gun they were sent with. So I would rather you come and talk to us and rent one of our guns that let us help you determine what's best suited for you. Because when we give you a gun, if you shoot it a few times and you go, wow, I don't like that, guess what? I've got 59 others in the safe. I can go grab a different one and see if you like that. Now, we're not going to have time in the 2 hours on the range in the concealed carry class to let you go through 8 or 10 guns, but we sure, certainly can let you shoot 2 or 3 to find out what's right for you. And we'd like you to come in and see us beforehand so we can get that out of the way, so that when you come to the concealed carry class, you won't have to worry
about
it.
Yeah, I was really going to say that, because the concealed carry class is not really a shooting class, and that's not the place. If you've taken especially basic handgun or a private lesson before you come to concealed carry, when we get out into the range for concealed carry, those nerves are a whole lot lower. I mean, there's still the pressure of the fact that you're qualifying, and I'm not saying that it's all gone away, but the difference between looking at the way some people feel once they come in and they're walking into that range in the stall, first time that horn's about ready to go off and their hands are just shaking and they're just, you know, everything that they thought they remembered suddenly disappeared. And the easiest way around that is to have done that before in a very similar situation.
Just the other night, Mark, we had that case. I remember one of the fellows in the class who'd been through basic. He was worried about the range portion. I told him the hard part's over. He didn't believe it, but I think it played out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, we had a great class. It was everybody did quite well. And even with people that had guns that I wouldn't have normally selected as probably the best fit for them, we found out that, you know, when you've had a little bit of time with it, you follow those fundamentals, which we do go through, of course, in that class, and you do the things that you're supposed to do, you'll find that, yeah, it's going to work pretty well. All right, we're going to take a break and head out into the news. If you'd like to be part of the show, give us a call at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joe Chiro. Investigators in Branson, Missouri are trying to learn more about why a tourist boat sank on a lake during a fast-moving storm, killing 17 passengers.
A severe thunderstorm warning was issued about a half hour before the tragedy. The NTSB and Coast Guard are now heading up the investigation. Missouri's top law enforcement official, Attorney General Josh Howley, is being briefed on the investigation today.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Hundreds of mourners gathered in Branson last night to remember the victims. Thousands of people are expected to participate in a Keep Families Together rally underway now in Los Angeles.
To not only protest the separation of migrant families, but also to bring attention to the ongoing process to get those families back together. They're also reacting to comments a federal judge in San Diego just made regarding the unification process.
Thanks, Jeff Paul. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Looking to save money without sacrificing exceptional Medicare coverage? Choose Medigold. Medigold has more benefits than original Medicare, with customer service based right here in Ohio. We have plans to fit your unique needs, including a $0 monthly premium, automatic Part D drug coverage, and preventive dental benefits. Medigold is easy to use, with many $0 copays, a free fitness membership, and access to worldwide urgent and emergency care. You deserve exceptional Medicare coverage. Attend a free seminar close to home by registering online at Medigold.com. Medigold is a Medicare Advantage organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Medigold depends on contract renewal. This information is not a complete description of benefits. Contact the plan for more information. Limitations, copays, and restrictions may apply. Benefits, premiums, and/or copays may change on January 1st of each year and vary by county. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. A salesperson will be present with information and applications. For accommodation of persons with special needs at sales meetings, call 1-800-964-4525.
Are you new to listening to WHIO? Let us bring you up to speed fast. We're Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. We provide weather and traffic every 6 minutes weekday mornings on Miami Valley's Morning News with Larry Hanskin. When news breaks here in the Miami Valley, we break in around the clock. We provide Storm Center 7 updates throughout the day, and when we're monitoring the threat of severe weather in our area, we activate Storm Center coverage, updating the situation every 15 minutes or sooner, and airing a special tone every 90 seconds to let you know. We're also the home of the Flyers, airing basketball games, football games, and coaches shows. You can listen to us on the AM dial at 1290, on the FM dial at 95.7, online at WHIO.com, in the WHIO app, and at home on an Amazon Echo. We have hundreds of reporters and are working around the clock to keep you safe and informed. We are AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now, the three big things you need to know, the top stories we're following this hour. The former site of a beloved and historic northern red oak in Hamilton is being recycled. The tree stood near the Soldiers, Sailors, and Pioneers Monument along the Great Miami River until last July, when it was cut down following a large limb falling off of the tree, leaving tree experts to conclude it was beyond saving. The tree was so popular that the remains of the tree are being sculpted into a two-sided bench in dedication to Fort Hamilton. A Washington Township apartment complex catches fire yesterday around noon after being struck by lightning during yesterday's storms. Nearly a dozen emergency response vehicles responded to the Seabreeze Court Apartments in an effort to minimize damage. And we are expecting more storms around the Miami Valley this afternoon and evening. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Kayla McLeod, WHIO, continuing news.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. And again, if you want to get in on the show today, please call us at 457-1290. We'd be more than glad to talk with you. We're going to shift gears a little bit. And I mentioned earlier, we have some special guests in the studio. With us today are Al Overholser and Robert Bob Haig from the Ohio Hunter and Trappers Education Instructors Association. They had called us this within the last couple weeks, and they talked to us about their organization. They're running their first annual hunting rifle raffle, which we'll tell you about later on. But I want to, first of all, welcome both of you to the show. And I'm going to start off with Bob. And Bob, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about your organization, what you're all about, and what your intentions are.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff. We are an organization that's we're a nonprofit. We were formed in 2006, and a lot of the purpose was to support hunter education instructors as they, for instance, go through an academy. We pay for their lunches and refreshments. When they go to the state fair to work at the air gun range or the archery range, they're supplied with the admission to the fair, parking, and their lunch at that location. So we are also basically formed to provide quality hunter and trapper education and support and recruit new hunter and trapper education instructors. We share among our members the improved instructional techniques and mechanisms that are developed through time, foster cooperation with the association between the association and Division of Wildlife, U.S. Fish and Game. We try to stress hunting-related accident avoidance through our education and promote good sportsmanship and ethical hunting through Ohio Hunter Education.
Bob, does the organization have a website?
We do. It's OHTEIA.org.
Go slowly again. Go ahead.
OHTEIA.org.
And what kind of information could somebody who goes to OHTEIA.org get from that website?
Basically, you'll just we'll show some of what we have done in our past banquet. We'll have some pictures of some of the folks and our speaker, which we have a speaker at our banquet every year. We have our upcoming raffle that Al's going to talk about listed there. It also shows our bylaws and our purposes and a little bit about us.
Where would be the best place for a person who's thinking about getting involved in hunting to find out where they could go to get hunter education classes?
The best way to do that is go to wildohio.org. You have to click on buy a license. And when you get to that location in the website, you'll find an area that says education. Open that up, and there's an area to find a class. And you can find a class for doing an online type hunter education, or you can do an in-person class. And you can put in your location. It'll show you classes that are in your county or within a radius of your location where you can get an in-person class. And you sign up online. Everything's taken care of online. Mm-hmm. If you do in-person, face-to-face, the full class, it's free. If you do it online, there is a $15 charge. If you are over the age of 12, you will not have to attend any in-person now, but you'll be charged $15 after you pass the test.
Is there any difference in your opinion between the quality, especially for somebody who's relatively new to this? I've got my own opinions, mm-hmm. between online and in-person.
I don't know if I would say quality, but that for some people, I think the face-to-face is a little more important. You get the actual intonement in the voice. You get the eye contact, and you're able to ask questions while it takes place. But there's a lot done online today.
Yeah.
And the kids are practically born with an iPhone in their hand, so sure. they're pretty used to it. I've seen the online class. It is a very good class. It's effective. I think there's a difference, but I think that you're still getting good quality hunter education online. And if you're under the age of 16, you can't hunt without a mentor anyway.
Right.
So you will be mentored if you're under 16, you get that.
I just started hunting in the last 5 years, mm-hmm. and I went to a class when my son was 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. I went through the class with him. I found it to be very, very enriching, very educational, very informative. Of course, not being a hunter all my life, mm-hmm. I was a shooter, but not a hunter.
Sure.
There were things that, you know, simple things about getting into and out of a tree stand. Now, I got to tell you right now, I'm not going up into and I'm not getting down from a tree stand. I can't afford to fall. I'm too old for that. I like shooting from a blind. The two times that I've gone, I had success from a blind, so I'm happy doing that. But I thought it was interesting, not only getting up to and down from, but then how to transport the gun, the condition of the gun,
correct,
those sorts of things that I think some people just take for granted. But there was just so much information that, like you said, it's a lot of it's common sense, but sometimes people just have to bring common sense to a level of conscious awareness so people know about it. Now, you mentioned that one of the purposes of your organization is to kind of oversee instructors, to provide them with best practices, things of that nature. So are you getting a good turnout from people that are interested in being instructors, and do you have a good core, or is there a need for more instructors in the organization?
There generally is a need because some people age out. They can no longer maybe physically do the classes. And it's good to have younger people come along. There's always a fellow there that you can team up with and get some mentoring.
Good.
There's availability. There's always a need for more instructors and for quality hunter education instruction. I've learned this over my life. No matter what you do, you take a class. You may know everything about the subject, you're going to learn something. Something you didn't know.
That's absolutely the case.
And there's things I've known lifelong hunters that took it with their kids or grandkids and went, wow, I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this is about.
Right.
And if you go in person, it's free.
Good.
So.
Good. We're going to go ahead and bring Al into the mix here. Al, I want you to talk about, with every organization, there's monetary needs. Now, I know you get funding from different sources, the ammunition and gun sales taxes, the Robertson-Pittman Act provides additional funding, but you guys are going to have a first annual hunting rifle raffle to raise some money, and why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Thanks. We're getting ready to hold our first annual hunting rifle raffle. There's 4,000 tickets that were printed. There will be 10 winners. That means that my math is right, that's 1 in 400 are your odds. There's 10 different types of rifles, actually 9 plus a crossbow. What we're raffling off will be an 870 Wingmaster, a Marlin 336, a Marlin
1895.
Thank you. a Remington 1187, an 870 Express Combo, a Ruger American Ranch Rifle, an American Alaskan Rifle, American Rimfire 22 Long Rifle Muddy Girl, a Thompson Center Muzzle Loader, and a Barnett Crossbow. Now, one of the unique things that I like about the way that we set this up is that there will be 10 winners. And each winner will have their choice of one of those items. There is no second, third, fourth, fifth place, or just what's left over. So each winner that's drawn will be treated as, you're the number one winner, you have your choice.
So everybody could get the same type of gun if that's what they wanted.
Right. If we end up giving away, 10 450 Bushmasters, so be it. If we end up giving away, 10 American Alaskan rifles, so be it.
Interesting concept. Now, you mentioned 4,000 tickets. It's going to be sold statewide. What's the easiest way for people to get tickets?
Okay. Actually, statewide, considering this is our first raffle, this is actually more like a pilot raffle. We're pretty much, I'm going to say, this raffle is going on within your listening area, which would be pretty much District 5 of ODNR, which is going to cover 17 counties, which goes on the western part of Ohio from, say, the Cincinnati, Adams County, all the way up to Mercer, Auglaize, over to Clark. I'm pretty sure we're going to include a little bit of Madison and Franklin County as well. Okay. So as long as this is a success, we're planning on, growing with it to where, it'll be a bigger area next year. And if we go with another district, instead of raffling off 10 rifles, most likely it's going to be 20. There's 5 districts in Ohio, so if we would actually hold if we would go the entire state, we'd probably be looking at giving away 50 rifles.
Well, tell me this, Al. How can people get tickets? What's the easiest way for our listeners to get tickets? Okay. I know we're going to be selling them down at the range, but what's the easiest way?
Okay, the easiest way would be most likely, if you know a Hunter's Ed instructor, give them a call. They should have tickets. Otherwise, go to OHTEIA.org, and it has, you know, a plate. One of the tabs is for our 2018 raffle. Click on that, and that will give you a phone number or email to contact. If you shoot us an email, tell you what, that email is going to come to me, and I will personally get back in contact with you and make sure that you get a ticket.
And if anybody's listening on the road and didn't have a chance to catch that maybe not most memorable URL for your website, if they go to our Facebook page, go to sim-trainer.com and go to the bottom of the page, click Facebook, they'll find that link there as well.
Fantastic.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Mark, because I want to remind our listeners, if you go to that link and you share it with friends, when you share Facebook links from Sim Trainer, each time you share, you're going to be entered into a raffle for a gun, which we're going to be drawing at the end of November for everybody that has shared throughout July and into through August. So make sure you pass that information around, because there's a lot of people out there who they may not know that this is going on. Not only are they interested in the raffle, they're interested in supporting the organization. We want to make sure that we're getting the word out there. We're certainly going to have tickets available at the shop, at Sim Trainer. We'll be more than glad to pass them on. We want to encourage you to support this worthy event. I wanted to just mention that when he was running down the list of guns, he mentioned the Marlin 1895. I had to clarify he said the Marlin 895. I had to clarify that because that's the gun that I used last year to get my first deer. And I'm so proud of it. And it's a good hunting gun. I got to tell you that. I don't know what other people
use. He is, by the way, really
use.
Proud of it. He was talking about it at the range the other day. It just nonstop.
First time. It was, you know, and I've been shooting for a long time, but it was one of the most thrilling times I've had. But I know getting involved in hunting is great. And I know the hunting season, we talk so much, Mark. Here we are. Christmas is only 5 months away. So that means hunting season is less than that away. And depending on what you're hunting, hunting seasons, there are hunting
some
seasons
of them are all
year round.
Yeah. September 1st.
Yeah, September 1st, it's wide open. So if you're looking at doing some things, we encourage you to go to those websites and look and see what's there for you, because you don't want to be trying to find the class a week before your friend's going to take you hunting for the first time. You want to get that out of the way, maybe get out into the field, maybe go hunting, maybe go to a range, or obviously go to a range, work on practicing, sighting in your gun, get all that stuff done ahead of time. So we want to encourage you to get going. But this is a great organization. Al contacted us several weeks ago and mentioned that he's going to be running the raffle and asked if we get involved. Well, certainly we want to promote the shooting sports. And throughout the month of August, this ties right in, because it's the National Shooting Sports Foundation Shooting Sports Month, National Shooting Sports Month. So I can't think of too much that's any more relevant than hunting and getting involved in some way, shape, or form with this organization, starting to get your training lined up, certainly buying raffle tickets and supporting the organization, getting an opportunity to win one of these great guns is just another exciting way to get involved in the shooting sports. And we're going to, throughout the month of August, be mentioning this, reminding our listeners about this, directing them to the website so that we can kind of promote it in an orderly way. And it's directly related to the things we do, because even though we don't shoot shotguns on a regular basis at the range, we promote all shooting sports, and this falls directly in line. Let me ask 1 minute, actually, we come back after the break. I want to talk a little bit about, since we were talking about youth, I want to talk specifically about youth and what your experiences are. So we're going to go to our break.
Let's go ahead and do that. Now we'll take our break now, and then when we come back from the break, we'll have a lot more to talk about. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now through August 1st, save $70 instantly when you purchase a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Or save $50 instantly when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Plus, get an additional $30 when you use your Grismer credit card account. Get instant savings of $80 or $100 when you use your new or existing Grismer credit card account. Cannot be combined with other offers. See participating retailer for details, subject to credit approval. Visit any Grismer tire location or GrismerTire.com.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group. I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Create your ideal backyard with blocks from Menards. Whether it's a fire pit, a spacious patio, or a sturdy retaining wall, there's no limit to what you can create. 16-inch brick face, cobblestone, and lake stone patio blocks, $222 each after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through July 21st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Throughout the afternoon today, we'll see scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up. By the time we do get into the evening hours and the sun sets, we should see things calming down gradually. Temperatures overnight dipping down to about 66 with a few lingering showers. More rain on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Bob, before we talk about getting kids involved in hunting, I want to mention I've heard that we're kind of in the beginning of a, I'm going to use the term crisis. That's probably not the right word, but because we have declining numbers of people getting hunting licenses, what's the implications from various fronts of that issue?
Well, of course, license sales are funds that are used for conservation and development that also supports, I may mention, not just hunting, but it also supports bird watching, sanctuaries. It goes into overall outdoor conservation. But as we start to lose hunters, we lose those license monies, we lose grant money, which is based partly on license sales, and frankly, we're losing a big part of our heritage.
Yeah. There's a lot of information that's not being passed down from father to son or grandfather to son.
Or like some of us never got it from our fathers because that's not where they were.
That's quite true. But another part of it is today, if you look at locavore, organic, whatever, you can't get more organic than an animal that was raised in the wild. And has no hormones mixed in their food, and of course it's local. Yeah. So it is really rewarding to be able to eat the harvest that you
relative to the harvest and to the animals. Is there a beginning of an overpopulation because of the lack of people hunting?
No, it's pretty well. The biologists keep a real close watch on that, and they'll raise and lower bag limits and total limits for the years, and that tends to help with that.
Just to give you an idea, some numbers here. In 1982, there were 17 million hunters in the United States. In 2016, there was 11.5 million.
Wow, almost a $5 million number decrease in the number of hunters. That's pretty substantial.
And, if time goes on, more people, lifestyles change, technology changes, I'll use the iPad or, a tablet for an example. Kids nowadays walk around their eyes
or don't
nose
walk around
straight in the iPad playing a hunting game.
Yeah.
Well, that hunting game and actually doing it in reality is two totally different things.
That's interesting information because a couple weeks ago I had I reported on the status of the firearms industry, and we've seen a significant increase. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of guns that have been sold over the last 12 years. But then you show on at least the hunting end of it, there's a decline in the number of people.
Correct.
And when you look at the total number of guns sold, majority of those are self-defense guns. So that's not people going out and buying hunting guns.
Right.
And what you said is so key. And Mark reiterated that we've got several generations where that wasn't part of their lifestyle. And it's up to us to maybe kickstart and resurrect that. So that's what I want to mention. It's important to get kids involved. It's important to have the hunter safety classes because I don't think kids should be going out and participating without having a good basis of knowledge. So what I want to commit to our listeners and to you that over the next month, I'm going to try to work with you and get the information out so we can start having some activities to get some people involved because I think it's a good thing.
Well, we appreciate that.
I appreciate that very much also because one of the things, reasons that we're actually doing this raffle is we're introducing a new program called Teach the Hunt Ohio. What that is going to consist of is, you know, the students that would successfully pass our test, which is a requirement to get an Ohio hunter's license to start with, will also have a opportunity to where we will be able to steer them to a conservation club, shooting club, for some mentoring and tutoring, which the club, you know, it's literally should be at no cost. And then I'm also happy to say, because of this R3 initiative, which I'm sure everyone will hear about in the future, the state's actually coming in, and it looks like, you know, we're also getting set up to where, you know, we can steer them towards, you know, hunting for the first time, to where they will be mentored and tutored, you know, right there.
Just real quick, spell out R3 for people who aren't familiar with it.
R3 stands for Recruitment, Retention, and Reactivation. This is, you know, something that the National Shooting Sports Foundation originally came up with that many of the states across the country are adopting because they're seeing the, you know, the number of hunting licenses, number of hunters going down. Well, what we need to do is step back into the picture and try and get people back out in the field again, but do it in a safe manner. And to where, you know, they can go through our class, then they're going to be mentored and tutored safety on the range. And then, you know, if we can actually follow through with the actual mentored hunter, you know, first hunting trip, you know, it's going to be something awesome.
So those folks who maybe have been hunters in the past and then come back as part of that that reintroduction, getting back into it.
As a refresher.
Bring a new hunter with them. And then now we're getting a newer generation, get some younger folks out. And be able to have that.
That's the main purpose of the National Shooting Sports Initiative, making August National Shooting Sports Month, because they want people to bring somebody else and introduce them to the shooting sports, introduce them to hunting, get them involved in some way, shape, or form, because then they will pass it on, and that's critical.
Right. And where our organization actually comes into play here is, you know, the state's going to be going after the conservation clubs, you know, let's put these programs on. We want to put ourselves in a situation of where if a club needs assistance as far as materials, you know, amongst other things, that we can actually step in and go, hey, here's what you need.
Right.
Sure. Part of the message of that is take a friend hunting, take a relative or a friend. And we're not talking just the little guys. A lot of people have a friend that hunted as a kid that doesn't do it anymore, and maybe they've missed it. Maybe they're reinterested. There's a lot of ways to get them back into it.
And a lot of that, just like shooting, they didn't know where to go or what
to
do or the process. Well, now we're going to set the process kind of in motion, and we're going to make it available through links with our website and then through some additional initiatives that we'll do with you throughout the fall on a periodic basis so we can get people involved.
And there are some new areas also available, and I think public areas for hunting has been, you know, finding a place where you can go hunt. So much private land, and private landowners may or may not be that willing to cooperate. So,
well, and a lot of private land today is leased. So you have these leases, and then they're held by either a group of guys that they're the only ones that hunt, or they're held for commercial purposes.
But also, I want to throw in real quick, you know, as far as the R3, Ohio has hired a R3 coordinator that has been working extremely hard. I had the privilege of talking to her earlier this week. She has a lot of things planned, but you know what we're talking about here, and you know actually being available to the public. Give the state a year, and you're going to see big differences.
That is really super, Bob and Al. Thanks very much for being part of the show today. We really appreciate you coming into the studio, and you'll be hearing a lot more about this from Sim Trainer on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.